I will bless the Lord all the time because I get to and I want to. Welcome to everyone that's viewing tonight. This is an exceptional night. Something really great, really amazing is taking place. I can sense it. I can see it. I can feel it. And I know it to be so. Your day is perfect. Your day is perfect. Your day is perfect. Sometimes people don't see it that way. They're not aware of it, but it is. Genesis 1. God created. God created. How he said. God created. How? And God said. And what God said, he created. What I'm so thankful for is that you and I are created out of that word. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to just go through some perfect word. This is going to be a perfect teaching. You're going to hear perfectly. And you're going to walk in the perfectness of the perfect word that you hear. This is a night of perfection. You know, we can say in the world we live in, because it's the world we live in, it probably felt that way 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. People are always saying in the world we live in, the world today. What is the world today? When God made the world in the beginning, God created it. And we know God's word is sure. God's word is yes, and in him, amen, meaning just doesn't change. Scripture that says, I'm the Lord God, and I don't change. What God made, he said he looked at it all, and he said, it's very good. So good, I'm going to bless it. And when God pronounces a blessing on it, it's there in perpetuity. Because God doesn't change his mind, and he just doesn't change. We get thrown sometimes in things that go on maybe in your home, in your family, whatever it is. I know today people are trying to start new businesses, find new vocations or grow their business or their vocation or trying to hold on to the family because there's so much tumult and so much indecision in the world, they say. I'm blind, I guess, because I see decision. I see certainty. Paul saw the best when he was blinded by the Lord. He was headed to bring he was taking a letter basically so he could capture more of those Christians and put them in prison. And God stopped him in his tracks by his mercy and his love. And he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? What he meant was, why are you persecuting my people? But God had assigned Paul a perfect call. And a perfect call is for you all. And this is a perfect call and a perfect day. God created the world we live in, and God called it blessed. And sometimes it's good to go blind for just a minute to the world you think is out there based on what man says. And we've talked about this actually the last couple of Wednesdays, depending on what sequence you're watching this in. And there's a scripture here in Psalms 18, verse 30, and it says, this God, oh my God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. And then 2 Samuel says this, it says, for you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those that take refuge in him. This is a perfect world. It couldn't be any more perfectly assigned, not just outside other people, you. This is you, perfectly made, at a perfect time, in a perfect way, by the perfect God, with a perfect plan that he already predestined in a perfect spirit that he redeemed by his Son. There is nothing imperfect about the world that we live in, and the only imperfection is when we doubt God's creation. God created all things, the Word says, for his purpose and for his pleasure. And here's what it comes down to. Your day is going to be a wreck if you can't see the future as a perfect day, blessed of the Lord. When God finished it, he knew, I'm going to bless this because this is the way I'm going to see it. I'm going to see this world that I made. I'm going to see it perfectly. Now, you have to think about something. This is what he said to Adam. He said, I want you to take dominion and I want you to rule over it. Take dominion. That literally means I want you to bring things under the subjection of your authority. And God said, let us give man dominion over all the earth. So we look at a perfect world. We look at the Garden of Eden, the day of creation, and the 6 days in which he created, the seventh day upon which God rested. And we think, man, to be able to go back to that time, to that world, to that day, how much better was that world than our world? How much more seamless? How much more simple? How much better was it? How much more perfect was it? It wasn't any more perfect at all. The same world, same God, same call, same voice, same creation. There's no difference. God said, I made the world, but man, you have to take dominion over it. Woman, you have to rule by the word that I've put in your mouth. Now, God didn't throw his word out there ambiguously for us to grab like alphabets, like letters on a chalkboard and bring them in and write them out. God said, my word made you. And that the reason God teaches us to trust in him, it isn't just like, you know, just trust in him. I mean, sink or swim. No, man, that's not trust in God. You can't sink. Peter couldn't sink as long as he looked at Christ. He couldn't sink. He couldn't drown. He couldn't sink. The water could not draw him in. Gravity couldn't pull him down as long as he looked at Jesus. Because Jesus said, come. Perfect world, perfect time. The beginning was a perfect season. Perfectly created for two people to obey the word of God, to walk in authority and dominion. How hard is that? It's as simple as life gets to believe the word of God. But again, the word teaches us that a two-souled individual, someone that speaks out of both sides of their mouth, they can't see what God has provided. They're lacking wisdom and they're lacking understanding. And they see an evil world. Now, the evil of the world is those that doubt God, those that disbelieve God. And for so many generations, every generation has had its own. And if you listen to your grandmothers or your grandfathers, your grandparents, or even watch some of the old movies, that day was such an awful day. I've listened to some of the old radio programs back in the 40s and the 50s, and they talk about how terrible the times had become. And how, like, what day, what year, what season would you have chosen to live in that would have actually been better? Not what you perceive, but what different world would you live in? It's the dimension of your faith that describes the accuracy of the world and its true state. God created it for his purpose and for his pleasure. And the scriptures say right here, my God, the God I serve, the God I love, his way is perfect. And the word literally says that he's made it blameless. Made it blameless and made us blameless in the world through Christ. Now, here's exactly what happens. God creates man, he creates woman, he says, I want you to obey me. Just trust me. How do you obey God? We talked about it in the last two, depending on the sequence that you're listening to these, and if you've listened to the last two services on just the last two Wednesdays, that your curiosity will lead you. God set up two people, and he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to obey me. And we talked about that. How easy is it? How difficult is it to obey, to have confidence, to hear, to listen? And the last service, again, based on the sequence, is abide in your anointing. Abide in your anointing. Just walk in your anointing. How do you do it? I say this all the time. Let your ear hear your mouth say. How did God do it? He let his ear hear his mouth say. And God said, and it was so. And God created, and it was so. And God spoke the word, and it was so. And what God created, he said, it is good. The life God has given you is a perfect life. Is a perfect life. He says, I'll keep you in perfect harmony when your mind is stayed on me. I mean, how hard is it? How easy is it when we stop speaking against the word of God and stop calling the earth God blessed evil, we'll see the goodness of the Lord. I mean, what was the demise? What was the fall of mankind? When they looked at a tree and doubted God and said, we're missing something. We're missing something. It would have been better back then. It would have been better back in the 50s, or it would have been better back in the 20s. It was the same world. There's no difference. But the people that make the difference are the people that live the difference. What is the difference? I call this blessed of the Lord. I will say of the Lord, you are my God, you are my refuge, you're my strength. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. The word says you will say that you love God and you bless God, and out of the same mouth you curse men. Well, we do the same thing when we curse the earth. This is a terrible time. Now, we need men and women with the word of God in their mouth that call it blessed. This is a day God has blessed. I will say this is a day God has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Who assigned the world? God did. Who created the world? God did. Who said the world was good? God blessed it. God said what I've made is good. God ordained it. The prophetic anointing of the Lord that is in your mouth is a sign to the word God has already spoken to you. In the scriptures, the word says there is no new thing. Those things which have been are, and those things which are have been. But the difference is they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they're going to see righteousness. A heart that seeks to know God is going to see God. A mind that is prepared to hear the good word of the Lord, they're going to hear the good word of the Lord. That's why the gospel is called the good news. The good news. But we take the good news and we combine it with the bad news. Who told you the earth was evil? Who told you these were tough, trying times? I can tell you who told you. Men told you. Flesh told you. Unbelief told you. Doubt told you. Fear told you. Uncertainty told you. Remember, stay in your anointing. How do I make it easy to believe God? How do I make it easy to convey the word of the Lord? How do I make it easy to walk in the joy of my... Your business isn't a blessing if it feels like it's cursing you. Your business, your ministry isn't a blessing if you're having to fight your way through to see the blessing of the Lord. Well, where does all that come from? It must be the evil or the devil. No, the word makes it very clear. From whence come war and fighting among you? Well, it's because people are this and the world is that and the devil. He said, no, it's not about people. It's not about the world. It's not about the devil. When do war and fighting come? Come they not even of your own lusts that war within you? I mean, every war that is facilitated isn't something external that happens. It's inside. It's the internal mechanism of man's doubt or fear, or I need what you have, or I don't have what you have. Elijah bore witness that wherever he was, God made provision. It didn't matter who he was talking to, how little they had. How did he change the woman in Zarephath? How did he change her world? By just knowing what God said and conveying the blessing of the Lord, living by the anointing of the word that God spoke to him, blessing the earth. It's not going to rain, but it's not going to matter. This is a day, 2022, this is a day of the Lord. I have been anointed to convey this word to you. This is the hour of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is a time unlike any other time. We're living in the same world, but why is it? Because God has revealed a treasure to us, just like he's revealed a treasure, or revealed a treasure to Elijah. And Elijah said, drought is coming, but it's just not going to matter. And as a matter of fact, a woman's life is going to be transformed because she's going to see God miraculously do something that she wouldn't have imagined could be done. She's going to swear that she doesn't have what she doesn't know she has. She does have it because she has the word of the Lord, and I'm standing in my anointing. There's such a reference in the world of tough times, and the world is this, and the world is that. Every time I hear of something that seems compromised in the earth, I say that is a space for God to reveal a treasure. Every time there's doubt, I say that's an emotion, that's a feeling that God's going to replace with revelation. Every time people say that there's no truth, it's all lie, I say that's an entire space for a sentence for God to prophesy the truth through us. The word of the Lord is in your mouth. What is it? The earth is blessed. I believe the word of God. Do you believe what God said about the world you're living in? Do you believe he created it? Do you believe he made it for his purpose? Do you believe he made it for his pleasure? If so, then why do you curse the times? Remember, a double-minded individual is unstable. They're unsettled in all their ways. They can't find their footing. And that person will not receive, they'll not see what God is really saying, what God has really done, what God has really made. There are uncertain times in men's mind, and God spoke about uncertain times, but he wasn't talking about his people. He was talking about those that doubted, those that didn't believe, and he said he's going to bear witness to his word. He's going to bear witness to his truth. And that's why he spoke to you and I and said, I want you to be afraid because there's nothing to fear. Fear is doubting what God said from the beginning remains to the present day. God said, I don't change. Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the first, the last, the beginning and the end. He didn't just think it up along the way. He said it was purposed and destined. You and I, this world we were living in, God said, before I made the world, before I made man, he said, I destined what was to take place. And if you believe in your heart and stop compromising with your mouth, stop letting your ear confuse your brain by saying words that are contradictory to what God said in Genesis 1, beginning 1. In the beginning, God made. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, what did God do? He shined a light on what he was doing. He made it evident. This is my doing. You're blessed of God. You're increased of God. Your body will respond to the word of life that's on the inside of you. Your mind will respond. Peace will flood your mind. Jesus said, let me tell you what I'm leaving you. He said, there's going to be perplexity of nations. They're not going to be able to figure it out, because they're going to try to figure it out. But he said, I leave you with peace. John 14, 27. This scripture transformed my life when I was a kid. When I was unsaved at a very young age, saved at a very young age, and so much uncertainty. My family lived in uncertainty. I mean, it just seemed like anything bad could happen at any moment. And I remember getting saved, and the moment that I was transformed, it wasn't a planned experience, not on my end, it was on God's. But the first thing I remember coming into me was peace. I just couldn't explain it, couldn't describe it. Matter of fact, someone asked me that night when we went home after the meeting, and me as ignorant about church and services and evangelism and all that as I could be. And they said, something happened to you tonight. And I said, yeah. And they said, what happened? I said, I don't know, something's different. Something's different. Well, actually, something was the same. Meaning it went back to the way God intended me to think and believe in the beginning. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God showed me, without explaining it to my brain, he opened that avenue of my mind, and he just said, this is what it feels like. You don't have to explain it. It's peace. Peace I leave with you. was the scripture that transformed my mind and brought me into a place where I stopped worrying about someone else having something bad happen to them or happen to me or worrying or being concerned. And the scripture was John 14:27. I'd like to quote it out of the Old King James. Peace I leave with you, my peace. My peace. I want that God's peace. Not my peace. My peace I give into you or to you. Don't let your heart be troubled. And how it hit me is my heart can't be troubled. And my heart can't be afraid. Because I'm created to be blameless before God. I'm created to be fearless before God. And what Jesus did on the cross through his blood and his everlasting covenant and the love of the Father was he brought us back to God's intentions in the beginning. In the beginning, God said, and it was so, and it was good, and God blessed it. I want to encourage you in these uncertain times that they are as certain could be. They are certainly accounted for by God. They are certainly determined by the hand, the word, and the will of the Lord. Stand in the world that you live in by a decree of faith that God has assigned you a world to be blessed in and a world for you to bless. The word says a spring can't give both fresh and bitter water. It's going to be one or the other. And a tree is either going to bear figs or it's going to bear olives. We have to determine, and it's not really making up our mind, it's accepting His. The kingdom of God is the mind of God. And when Jesus was saying, pray the kingdom of God come, again, he was literally saying, let this mind be in you. It was in Christ. What drove Christ? He even prayed in the garden, if this cup can pass from me, that moment of feeling, if there's any other way. And the word of the Lord came into him. And he said, not my will. What does that mean? Not the will of a body, not the will of emotion, not the will of the flesh, not the senses. It's not wrong to feel afraid. It's wrong to live in fear. It's not wrong to feel doubt. It's wrong to believe doubt. I mean, if a thought enters your mind or something stirs up your chemistry, that's where we refer to. That's called taking dominion, subduing. We refer to the word of the Lord. And you may say something that sounds crazy like, I count it all joy. What are you doing? You are reframing your mind, your thoughts, the imagery of your mind. It's all about pictures, and pictures can be memories, thoughts, ideas. Maybe you don't see them clearly in a visual perspective, but you remember the feeling, and if there was fear, it makes you afraid. It's counterproductive to having a mind or the mind of peace, the mind of Christ. But I remember when peace came in, nothing mattered that day. And it was a very turbulent time. Remember, my sister was in the hospital. She was 5 years old, didn't know whether she was going to live or die. The house was in chaos, a lot of crying, a lot of tears, a lot of fears. In that moment, God showed me that He created a perfect world because I could have perfect peace when it looked like the world was upside down. That was one of the greatest events that ever took place in my life because it brought our entire family to the saving knowledge of the grace of God. What a perfect world. Our assignment is we were headed in a wrong direction. We were headed for hell, destruction, and all we wanted to do was keep our chaotic world in place. By the mercy of God, He came in and He disrupted our destruction and brought us redemption. And God's doing the same thing in the world we live in today. God has pushed the pause button, given us mercy, given us time to rethink what God said. Our application isn't the preparation of man. Our application is the word of the Lord. I'm not going to prepare for anything but what God has said, because regardless of the rain or the sunshine, the word of the Lord will come to pass. God will keep you in all your ways. He will lead you in the way you should go. I say this to my family all the time, and the friends and the team. God will direct your steps. He really will. You won't be able to step out of the way. You won't be able to miss your appointment. You won't be able to walk in front of something that's going to harm you or disarm you. God will not only alarm you, He will enlighten you. My steps are ordered of the Lord. He didn't say, I'm going to show you where to go, and then you. He said, if you trust me, He said, there won't be any other path that you see. You see no other path. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here's three Hebrew children that are in a kingdom of tremendous influence and power. And the king becomes frustrated with them because they won't submit and surrender to his economy, to his way of seeing things. It's the same thing today. There's no difference. It wasn't worse then than it was now, and it wasn't better then than it was now or is now. This is the greatest season of your life. That's why we constantly say it. But what they said is they said, we are certain about one thing. We're only going to worship God, and that's it. This great statue you've built, all these armed people around us insisting, and everyone under the influence of doubt and idolatry, worshiping. Maybe it was the thing to do back in that day. Maybe it was what was popular. But it wasn't the word of the Lord. And they said, one thing we know, one thing we're confident in. God is God, and we'll not be slow to answer you. I love that. We're not going to stop and think about, well, you know, I don't know what the president said, what the governor said, what the mayor said, what the newspaper said, and what the economists said. I mean, he just said, it doesn't matter to me what you say because God rules. And he said, I can tell you this one thing. Our God will deliver us, and your God will deliver you too. It's not a deliverance out of, it's a deliverance into a perfect day, into a season of blessing, into a season of joy. Listen, God's word rules. He started this whole thing. He created it. And he said, I'll watch over it until every word that I've spoken is fulfilled. What does that mean? When you start believing. When you believe what I've said and you stop contradicting like happened in the garden. What a chaotic day that was. How can this day be any worse than that day? But it was a perfect day God had made. It was the doubt in their heart that they were missing something. They were losing something. Adam influenced by the word of his wife. Eve influenced by the word of a serpent. It doesn't matter who you think it was or he was. It just doesn't matter. Well, if they said it, well, this happened last year, but maybe if you believe different this year you will see the glory of the Lord. God says, my glory fills the whole earth. What are you waiting for? The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. It's not a new level, new devil. It's a God has blessed me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This God I serve, this God I know, He is perfect. His ways are perfect. His thoughts towards me are so good and so abundant. They're perfect. God isn't flawed in His word. The earth isn't flawed in His purpose. Man is flawed in his doubt and unbelief. I have one thing to say. God is God. He loves you. He's for you. He's not against you. God is God. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those that take refuge in Him. God is so good. God is so God. God is so present with you. Let your ear hear your mouth say, let your kingdom command your ears, that your mind will hear how blessed you are. Your business will take on the character of your faith, or it will take on the character of your division. Your church will take on the character of your faith, your one-mindedness, or it will take on the character of your division. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How do you think? What are you thinking about? How are you thinking about this or about that? According to your faith be it unto you. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. I'm going to pray with you right now. I'm going to pray that God will open your mind and open your mouth, that from this point forward, you do nothing but bless. We change the dynamics. We change the texture of your world, so you can bear witness. Remember, you can't give something you don't own. You have to own it first. Make it your own. The reset right here is, in the beginning, God created, and he said it was good, and he blessed it. That body you have came from the same earth that God blessed before you could feel like you weren't feeling well, before you thought you were getting too old, before you were feeling like doubt or fear. God blessed that soil. He spoke right into that earth. Your soil, your body, your earth heard the voice of God bless you. Remember that blessing. Remember that word. Your body already heard God bless it and call it good. He's not going to retract that. His word is yes, and in him, amen. It is sealed. And Jesus, when he said it's finished, he said, I'm returning you to the year of blessing. Go out and declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Go out and preach good news. Declare the year of the Lord's favor. And that's what we're doing here today. I pray, God, open your heart. God, open your mind to the dawn of a new day. I pray that you can only utter. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord comes on you and you can do nothing but prophesy. God has spoken. How can we help but prophesy? God, fill your word with your mouth with words that come from his heart from the very beginning. The earth is blessed. This season is blessed. This time is blessed. Of course, there are people walking in doubt and unbelief, but that's not what God created. He created you in a perfect world, gave you a perfect scenario, anointed you for a perfect season, and he's called you blessed, and blessed you are. This is the greatest season of your life. Believe the word of the Lord and prosper in God. And watch people say yes and amen. God will allow you sometimes to hear a no just so he can change someone's mind, just to show you, look and see what I've done. By the word of your mouth, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the prophet, by the word of God. God said it, it's coming to pass. Yes and amen to this word. God be praised. The altar is open for your support. Your support means a great deal to us, but it means even more to you to be obedient, to be a part. I encourage you, sow a seed in the soil of this word. Honor God. Do something that it takes faith to do. Honor the Lord, and God will honor you. Remember, if you'll keep God's word, God's word will keep you. God bless you. Be encouraged in the Lord and the power of his might. And remember, go out with a prophetic shout.